Well, staying with Orlando and with just the multiple tragedies there, we want to take a minute to remember another victim of the Orlando massacre, Eddie Sotomayor. He was 34, worked for Legendary Journeys in Florida. In the gay travel industry, he was a trailblazer. His boss, Al Ferguson, says Eddie wasn't afraid to stand out, speak up, to help gay Americans feel comfortable and safe when they travel. Just this year, he organized the first gay cruise to Cuba. Al told us a little bit more about the man everyone called Top Hat Eddie.
When he was dealing in some of these gay trips, there would be large, large crowds of people. And he got the idea to wear this silly black top hat. And it didn't matter if it was 95 degrees or it was 45 degrees. He would wear this top hat, and in a crowd, he would stand out, and everybody would know, oh, there's Eddie. And then Eddie morphed into Top Hat Eddie. And then in social media, it became hashtag Top Hat Eddie. And it became very popular for people all over the planet to start taking pictures of Eddie and his top hat. People wanted to be photographed with Top Hat Eddie. He loved meeting people. He loved experiencing new cultures. I remember vividly last summer when we launched the Cuba cruise. So many people, even in the gay community, were so negative about doing it because they were fearful. They were scared of going to Cuba. And Eddie calmly, over and over and over again, relayed people's fears in the gay community that they would be welcomed, that they would be safe, that they would enjoy it. And he would say over and over again, the best way for Cuba to understand gay America is for gay America to go there. And I just think that there's incredible irony to somebody that was so much about tearing walls down and expressing diversity in our communities, that he would be cut down in an action like this that's designed to make people afraid and scared and the exact opposite of everything that Eddie Sotomayor was.
Al Ferguson, owner of Legendary Journeys, remembering his co-worker and friend Eddie Sotomayor, who died in the Pulse nightclub shooting Sunday night.